This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
We are joined right now by Lisa Ling, and she is on the Framingham Ford studio line. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, there's so many things to talk to you about. First and foremost, you and I are both elite runners, and if I remember correctly, you have done the Boston Marathon. Am I correct about that?
I did run the Boston Marathon many, many moons ago, and literally almost died at Heartbreak Hill. And you know what was really annoying about that? Like, right as I was getting to Heartbreak Hill, I was exhausted. I was, you know, about to fall over. And this, like, little Japanese guy with a giant American flag with no shoes speeds by me. I'm like, how?
Right? And then you're like,
what's happening?
That happens to me in a 5K, so don't worry about it. Like, everybody. Listen, the other thing too, if I remember correctly, I want to spend a good deal of time talking about the show, about This Is Life with Lisa Ling, but you did something in North Korea, right?
I did. I went with a medical doctor to North Korea in 2007. And I went under the auspices of being part of the medical team. And so we produced an episode about what that country was like and their broken healthcare system. And I mean, how could I ever know that a couple of years later my sister would be, you know, held captive in North Korea? It was just like such unbelievable series of events.
And are you surprised by the way in which Kim Jong-un seems to be open to getting rid of his nukes and with regard to the Western world, you know, cooperating somewhat?
So I'm really not surprised. I think that the North Korean government, and as sort of unusual as the their dictators have been, Kim Jong-un and his father before him, are and were, they have always wanted to have a direct line of communication with the United States. And I think that that's one of the things when my sister was held captive in North Korea, they were trying to pressure the U.S. government to try and negotiate directly. But because the two countries haven't had a diplomatic relationship, they have had to go through intermediary countries in order to even just communicate. So I think that this is actually something that the North Korean government has wanted. So I think it could be a legitimate course of action that is being carried out.
You immerse yourself for the show in all kinds of things, all kinds of communities, all kinds of groups and places. And I'm wondering if North Korea was the most terrifying, were there others that scared you?
You know, it's an interesting question, because when I look back at that experience in hindsight, I can't believe that I went there. And I think that at the time, I was probably a little naive. You know, I jumped at the opportunity to go there with my friend and colleague, who is a Nepalese eye doctor. And I thought, if they ever discover my identity, they will just eject me from the country. You know, little did I ever expect that years later my own sister would be held captive, and so many Americans since then would be held captive. So I think I was just lucky that they didn't do their homework and Google me when I went in.
Yeah. Well, This Is Life with Lisa Ling premieres on Sunday. This is the fifth season, correct?
Yes.
And so what can we look forward to? What did you do for this upcoming season?
So As always, this season is as diverse as previous seasons. Our first episode, though, is kind of a deep dive and look into the MS-13 gang. And I know that Boston has a fairly decent sized presence of MS-13 gang members. The president would like us to believe that this is a transatlantic international enterprise, but the reality is that while MS-13 has a lot of gang members, it's actually quite disorganized. The various cliques, even in different cities, don't get along with one another. But the reason why this gang makes headlines is they, employ like utter savagery in the murders that they commit. And so I hope people will watch this episode and even read the piece I wrote on CNN.com, because MS-13 is a complicated issue, and I think context is really important. And just hearing phrases and hearing the president characterize these gang members as animals doesn't give people a full picture of what they're about and how they even became the vicious organization that it became. And, frankly, the U.S. government has played a role in its evolution. And I think people just should know the context.
Wow. Interesting. So you explore and explain how the government has played a role in that.
I wrote about that on CNN.com, and we mentioned it in our episode. But what I think we really do in our first episode is kind of give you a sense of how this gang came to be, why they perpetrate these kinds of attacks, and who is really vulnerable to MS-13. So that's our first episode. We also have an amazing episode about people who claim to be gender fluid. These days, there is a gender revolution going on, and if you go to any high school or any college, you'll hear kids talking about the pronouns that they want to be referred to as, and that's because there are a lot of young people who don't feel like they identify entirely with being a girl or boy, that they're somewhere in between. And it's a really fascinating movement that's happening. And, parents who are listening, if you want to understand what's going on, I think this is a great episode for you to check out. We feature Magic Johnson, who has a gender-fluid child. It's a really compelling episode.
And then also, this is of personal importance to me, you also explore screen addiction in this upcoming season.
Yeah, this might actually be one of the most important pieces that I've ever done, because we all as a culture are, I think it's safe to say, pretty addicted to our devices. I mean, never before in human history have as many people been connected, but at the same time, never before have we experienced these high levels of loneliness. Because rather than communicating with human beings very often, particularly young people, they're going to their devices. And this episode explores the consequences of this kind of addiction. And, we explore what's happening in Silicon Valley. There's a former Google ethicist that left Google to raise the red flag about how these companies are intentionally doing everything they can to addict people to their devices.
Really?
And they've hired thousands of engineers and hundreds of psychologists to better figure out how to do that.
Of course. Well, I mean, it's a billion-dollar industry.
Yeah. Well, listen, we just learned this morning that people are using the new Apple app to measure their junk. That's all they're doing. As these people are addicted to this kind of thing, it's nuts. Now I will be I'll be home all weekend watching television, which is what I'm.
He's a binger. he's a 3-day binger.
As long as you binge my show, I'm a happy camper.
Sunday night is the premiere on CNN. Correct, Lisa?
Correct.
All right. Well, it's been awesome to have you on, and we will we'll be watching.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. No worries.
All right, that is Lisa Ling.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.